Okay. Did everybody have a great break? All right, great. Absorbed everything that you learned this morning? Okay. How many of you have already created your e-product? Okay, I'll give you more time than that. Take action. Come on, what are you waiting for? So our next part, we're going to actually talk about sales copy. How many of you realize that sales copy is going to be real important? How to get people to actually buy the products, okay? Now, Ryan has been doing this, for as long as I've known him. His greatest skill is he is an amazing salesperson, okay? And he actually understands this very well, what motivates people. And I think it comes from his strength, and one of his greatest, I think, skills is to be able to understand what makes other people tick, what motivates them to take specific actions. And I think that's what's in our friendship is we've always had a lot of conversations about human behavior and all that kind of thing. And that really ties in very well to the whole topic of how do you get people to buy more products, okay? Not only what, and even this afternoon when Bill talks to you, again, a lot of human behavioral stuff. As much as you can learn about what motivates people to take action, work that into your sales copy, that is absolutely what's going to work for you. And the reason I invited Ryan here is because I don't know anyone else who's as good as a salesman. He's 10 times a salesman I am, and he really understands that. And there's really no better person to learn from on how to build this kind of copy into your website than a fellow like Ryan. So I'm going to let him tell his story because I think it's always best told by the person who actually lived it. So please give a huge welcome to Mr. Ryan Atkinson.
Thanks, Chuck. How's everybody doing today? Awesome. Thank you very much, Chuck. As Chuck said, yes, I have been in sales pretty much all my life. I started out when I was about 18 selling encyclopedias door to door, and I did very, very well at it, believe it or not. Anyway, so that's probably a good place to start. You know, when I was out selling encyclopedias, the first thing they did to me is they hand me a two-hour presentation that was written, and they told me go door to door, knock on doors, and follow this to the T. And said, don't even worry about memorizing, pull it out, tell them you're brand new, and read it right from the notes. I said, okay. I never made a mistake. It was perfect. And I made tons of sales right off the bat, not knowing if I could sell or not. Now, it really wasn't about me. It wasn't about how good I was at selling, except for the fact that the people there could relate to me and liked me. That's about it. The process that they gave me was a process that took people through the emotions that they needed in order to make a purchase. Does that make sense? So, especially now with the internet, I mean, we don't just impulsively buy things anymore online. We don't just go online and buy stuff. We don't impulsively buy anything. With the internet, we can surf so much that we can actually shop around until we've got enough information that we feel really confident about making a buying decision. Does that make sense? All right. So today what I do is I'm going to teach you guys how to write killer copy that creates a feeding frenzy. How does that sound? Sound good? Does that sound exciting? All right. What is exciting about that statement? Feeding frenzy. We like the feeding frenzy part. So how can we create a feeding frenzy of sales? Anybody know how to create a feeding frenzy? Just in general?
Create desire.
Create desire, okay. It has a lot to do with a lot of people that have a lot of desire for something and are not finding those results. And when they find it, they buy it. Does that make sense?
No.
Okay, cool. Okay, so let's go through the process here. I'm just going to skip this first one. This is basically a little bit about me. I've been in internet marketing for about 10 years now. I started out in the SEO business, search engine optimization, because I wanted to figure out how to get websites traffic. Wasn't even thinking sales copy when I first got into the internet, and I still didn't understand how people bought things online. So anyway, I learned how to optimize websites for search engines for a long time. We got into affiliate marketing, we got into email marketing, and I did it all for so long. I've had lots of successes and lots of failures in the internet business. But what's the coolest thing about the internet world? About succeeding and failing in the business world in the internet. What is really cool about that? It's fast. What else is? You can jump back in. It's cheap, right? It doesn't cost what it costs to start a business. Anybody here own their own business? Put up your hand. Lots of people. Did you spend more than $10,000 to start your business? I know I have. I've had businesses all my life. I've only worked with people on specific occasions where I wanted to learn from them. Okay? So it does cost a lot more money in the real brick and mortar world to start a business online. You can get in, make a mistake, learn from it, get onto a new one. You know, whatever you're excited about, just keep moving through it. So I've been doing this for a long time. Now, first of all, when we're talking about our sales copy or writing starting any online business. These three things are like three legs of a stool. If you stand, if you think of a three-legged stool, if you take one of the legs away, you're going to fall down, right? So we need to create a firm foundation. And the only way to create that firm foundation is that we make sure that the market we're getting into has a ton of demand. Does that make sense? What does that mean to have a ton of demand? Somebody give me some examples. Help me out. Anybody know what it means if your market has demand? Tell me how you know. Lots of customers? Lots of traffic, I suppose. Traffic is what we bring people in the store afterwards. The demand is there a lot of people looking for this? Okay? Is there a lot of people looking for this? And if there is, then there's a significant amount of demand. Now, that is only one leg of the stool. If you think, oh, wow, look at this industry. There's so many people in it. If you use some sort of keyword research tool and you realize that maybe there's an industry that has 5,000 searches a day or 25,000 searches a day for one industry, you're thinking, wow, that's a lot of traffic. I could sell a lot of stuff with that. But if everybody else is doing it too, when we get to the competition, it's really difficult to make it viable. Making it viable means making it profitable. Does that make sense? So we need to have all three of those things together. It's got to have lots of demand, there's got to be low competition, and you got to be able to make some money at it. Because just because there's lots of people searching for it doesn't mean that they're buying it. Does that make sense? All right, so we want to find out how to do this. So before I go into the process of showing you step by step how to write sales copy, I'm going to first show you guys how to find out what to write in our sales copy so that we'll convert. Because there's a process for taking you through to show you exactly how to write the copy, to take people through that emotional process that they need in order to make a purchase. But before we go and do all that work about writing your copy or doing any of that internet marketing, you want to make sure your market's viable. I've had lots of people that I've worked with in the past that have spent $30,000, $40,000 on a business idea. They put it together because they liked it. They thought there was demand. They never did the research. They did the research later and found out very high demand, extremely high competition, and there's very little money in it because the big guys have soaked it all up. The biggest companies out there have got their hands in it. So you want to focus on areas that we call niche markets. Niche markets, there's tons of money in it. Okay? So these are the three legs of a stool that you need to have in order to create a foundation. How do you know what to say to your target market to create a buying frenzy? So first of all, why do people search online? 100% information. Probably heard that a lot of times in the last couple days. People don't go online because they're ready to buy something. They're looking for a problem to solve. You know, they're looking for information. They want to learn something. They're not there to buy. If they're going to buy, what would they do? They go to some place, either to a store, or if they're going to buy online, a lot of people go to a place like eBay or something like that, or Amazon.com. Very trusted catalog websites where if you know you've got a product out there that you want to find the best price for it, you're going to go search one of those really trusted sites so you know that when you buy it, you're going to receive it. That make sense? But when we go surfing the internet, we use our computers on a daily basis to find information. Okay? So we want to do some market research to find what information that they're looking for. So as we're looking at this, this is market research, demand, competition, and viability. That's what the goal is. Make sure it has all three of those. Also, in order to use that information, if we found that there is a high demand, there is fairly low competition, and people are buying this information online, provided they get enough information, we want to figure out how to write that into our copy, how to write the information we've learned in our copy. So we want to learn exactly what your market is hungry for, so that'll tell you what to write in your sales copy to make your customer buy now. Okay? You want to find the hidden opportunities. From doing this market research, we'll find keywords that will easily rank on search engines with very little effort. Okay? You also want to find a starving market. You want to find hundreds of key phrases that mean the same thing, so when traffic is purchased, the headline captures attention and the sales conversion rate skyrockets. Okay? So what I mean by finding a starving market, if you found a very large market that didn't have any solution to their problem and you provided with them with that problem, you could do a test market if you had a list of keyword phrases that all meant the same thing. You could simply just buy the traffic and test that copy. So this is some of the reasons why we have to go through the market research phase before we get into actually writing the copy. Okay? So some of the market research tools that I use are Word Tracker. I do live surveys sometimes. I'm going to do one today. I do web surveys, direct surveys. Google Groups is another place. Somebody was just asking me earlier, how do I get testimonials if I don't have any testimonials yet for my product? There's a place called Google Groups. You can go in there and type in whatever product or service that you're interested in and try and find out what people are saying. You'll find testimonials or good things that people have said about the industry of that era, like in that industry. They're not going to tell you about your specific product, but it's a good way. So these are some of the areas that I do some market research. Now, first of all, Word Tracker is a pretty neat tool. I used another one for many, many years called Overture, and just because I was being cheap and I didn't want to spend a little extra money on the word tracker. Now I buy a yearly subscription to this because I couldn't live without it. So what we're looking at here is something called Keyword Universe. It doesn't say that anywhere on the page, but with Word Tracker, there's about 6 or 7 directions you can go with it, different types of research you can do. I was taught one by somebody that really understands this stuff, and this is what I'm telling you today. So you want to use something called Keyword Universe. We go in here and we type in words, and it shows us the information, brings us the keywords that are people searching for, and then I add these to the basket down here. I'm just going to fly through this real quick. And then I use the competition search over on the right there. I click on that little mouse. And then I click on Google. I'm going to search the Google search engine. I'm not going to bother with the other ones. You're only allowed to check 2, but I'm just going to check Google because that's the big one and that's the main one. I want to find out where the competition is in that. So then it spits out the results. So what we're looking at here is really interesting information. What we're looking at, the words, are all about disability law, which I'm doing a case study on right now, and I'm going to show you the results of the case study at the end of this. But I did some keyword research, and you look here, there's all different keyword phrases. They mean different things. Over on the right, this organizes it by the least competition at the top. The KEI means Keyword Effectiveness Index. This means if I put this keyword in the headline of my page, and my website is somewhere in Google, maybe lost, if I simply put that keyword at the top of my title tag, I would rank for that as soon as Google indexed me and created new rankings. I would have number one rankings for any of these keywords because there's zero websites competing for these keyword phrases. Kind of interesting, huh? Can you imagine doing a search in Google and not finding results? It's true. It happens, and there's tons of them going on. So I do this research, but I go through thousands of words, and I take all this data, and I put it into a spreadsheet. You guys see how this information's been highlighted? All different colors? Each color represents a different meaning. Okay, so all the words are around this whole industry of disability law. And then I've got in specific meanings, and I've highlighted them all. So once I highlight them all, I go in through and organize them on another sheet, and I start putting all the color codes together. Then I can start to see clusters of information of words that actually mean the same thing. This is important because the bigger the clusters are, the longer lists of words I have, whichever one's the biggest one is the one that has the most demand, and I can use that to focus on because that's the general meaning. I was talking to somebody here about genealogy today, actually, earlier on, and you know, he wanted to know about sales copy a little bit. And I said, what is your biggest demand? Where is the biggest concern about this? What are people asking for when they're looking for genealogy? Well, how to find family trees. Okay, interesting. So what does your headline say? It didn't say that. Okay, but that is the main concern. So your headline is obviously going to be related to that. And if there's a lot of demand, a lot of different keyword phrases that are asked in different ways that mean the same thing, then you can easily buy that traffic straight to your page, have thousands of different keywords, and have a headline that relates directly to that main concern. That's really focused. Does that make sense to you guys? Okay. So as I go through this research here, I go and I create all the different clusters. These are different colors by clustering them all together. And you'll notice that some of them I highlight because they're opportunity clusters, you know, different things. Then I evaluate the data. So I've got about maybe 4 or 5 different clusters, all asking for specific information. Now I want to look at and I want to evaluate it. The ideal situation is a great total in the 24-hour column. The 24-hour column basically just tells you how many searches per day is going on. Okay, so we want to have a high demand to solve a problem with low competition, and we easily see what your market needs to make a buying decision. So using those different clusters you can create, you can see what are the biggest concerns that my customer that's looking for my product has. Do you guys follow me so far? Am I losing anyone? Put up your hand if I'm losing you a little bit. Okay. Well, doing the word tracker research, moving the information into a spreadsheet, and instead of just looking at the words itself and saying, okay, there's this many searches per day for this word, this word, this word, and I'm going to pick the words I want to put in my copy. First, you take those words and you cluster them into group or like meanings. Because lots of different keyword phrases say have different words in them, but they mean different things. So we want to focus not on the actual words and the numbers. We want to focus on what the words mean because the general meaning, the larger the list of one specific meaning, means that is what the industry's main concern is. I can relate that all those meanings to a headline on my sales copy. Does that make sense? Does everybody follow me now? So what I've told you here is, yeah, go use Word Tracker. There's only one that I use, one system within it. And then once I'm done with it, I actually have to do a lot of work on my own. The software doesn't do it all for me. That's the hidden secret here, defining that information.